I smoked my first cigarette when I was 11 years old. It was given to me by my older brother, a smoker, who thought that if he could get me to smoke, he would be in less trouble if caught smoking by my father. The first cigarette was dreadful. It tasted foul, and after just two drags, I had to sit down for fear of fainting. Apart from an exciting moment when I almost blew a smoke ring, I couldn't understand the attraction. It obviously wasn't for me. By the age of 24, I was on 40 a day, and on certain festive occasions could even manage 60 a day. I've always been a keen sportsman and proud of being fit and in shape. Even though I suspected that smoking was unhealthy and potentially dangerous, I theorized that the benefits from my sport neutralized any bad effects the cigarettes might produce. But there were aspects of smoking I couldn't rationalize away. It made my clothes and hair smell, and it gave me bad breath. I developed an irritating cough. My dentist took great delight in using his little mirror to show me the yellowy, brown stains on the back of my teeth. "Pity," he would muse, "that I can't get my mirror into your lungs." In 1978, I quit smoking forever. David Gemmell.